Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. Hope you're having a good morning, and we have our first guest of the morning with us, Lori Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you know, I am doing even better now that I am a card-carrying member of the library.
That's right. So, you are official.
I am official. So what do you have for us this morning?
Well, September news is the library card sign-up month. And to celebrate, we will hand out a prize for anyone that comes to the library to sign up for a new card. I don't think you got your prize.
I didn't get my prize. Can I come in and get
you?
You
better
account?
Come in and get it. How did we miss that? Okay. For any patron with an existing card, bring your card in to update your information, and you too will receive a prize.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Montgomery County Lego Masters, come on down to the library all month to participate in the Montgomery County Lego Masters competition. The contest will be for the rest of this year with a new theme every month. Follow the Montgomery County Lego Masters Facebook page for more details on how to enter your creation. The theme for September is dragons, so let's get building. And the Lego Masters First Place Coffeyville Library is excited to announce that Amelia O won first place in August Lego competition for the 12 to 17 age group.
Wow. I mean, there's a Lego show where they build things out of Legos. I can't remember what it's called, but it's incredible. So, you know, people can get really creative.
Right. And also, this is only up to 17 years.
Okay.
I thought it was older, but it is 17
years. Oh, that's
great. And we have the Coffeyville Public Library is happy to announce a new patron every month for a Patron of the Month award. Our September Patron of the Month is Daryl Gray. Daryl checks out more items than any other patron in our library.
That's awesome.
And if you go online to the Facebook, you'll see his picture with his prize. And we have several staff changes happening. Kathy is moving to the YA position, which is young adult and teens, and Rex is going to be the new circulation desk assistant. We are sadly saying goodbye to Bella, who has been with us for the last 3 years. We wish her the best in her new adventures. And every Wednesday at 10 o'clock is story time with myself, Miss Lois, and we will also work on phonics. And the remaining September activities today at 4 o'clock is going to be a rubber cement watercolor painting. And then the 20th will be the Lightyear Kid movie at 4 p.m. Then the 21st, I'll be reading this story, This Is My Room, No Tigers Allowed, by Jennifer Richards Jacobson. And then a paper tiger craft will be after the story. The 21st is our Teen Dungeons and Dragons group at 4. The 22nd, Teen Game Night at 4 p.m. 27th, Kid Game Night at 4 p.m. And the 28th, Teen Dungeons and Dragons group at 4. The genealogy department of the Coffeyville Public Library is open all the time for you to do your family research. If you need extra help, come in on Tuesdays from 1 to 3. We are waiting for you to come by. And the library is doing a strategy plan survey. So we have questionnaires, and I'm going to leave one with you.
Okay.
And you can come in and get the questionnaire, fill it out there, or take it home. Just have it back by October the 5th, and you'll win a prize. Lots of prizes.
All right, I'm going to collect.
There you go. Or you can go online and fill it out. Okay. Today's book review is written by a woman from Independence, Kansas. Her name is Cheryl Carvajal, and the title of the book is Ghosts of Southeast Kansas. And here's an insert of what she says about Coffeyville. Coffeyville shares the Verdigris River with Independence and also shares much of its tendency toward haunted history. Some of the churches supposedly have ghosts, and spirits are reputed to haunt the Tavern on the Plaza, the Brown Mansion, and the Elmwood Cemetery, also known as Dalton Cemetery, because the notorious Dalton gang was buried there. even the public library, located next to the Coffeyville Community College, has paranormal activity, according to witnesses.
Ooh.
So this is an excellent book.
Oh, yeah.
And we can have, and you can check that out. Now, my Shel Silverstein moment for today is another Runny Babbitt, who, remember, he twists his words around. And here is Boosegumps, or Goosebumps. Runny once was thinking about the thing that scared him most. A werewolf or a vampire, or the devil or a dost, a zummy or a mombi, or a donster from the mitch, or a wild crungy Hannibal, or a weevil itch, the bloody horseless headsman or a skeleton Tony and Ball. And when they all came a-walking in, he wasn't scared at all. Okay, well, that's it for today, and I will see you. Well, wait a minute. I have one more thing. I am so glad this little note came up. We are needing donations at the, for children's books for the little library boxes located around Coffeyville. And you can bring them to the library or put them in the little boxes. And the boxes are located at North Park, which is First and Beach, Grace Park, South and Walnut, and the downtown location is 8th and Walnut, then the First Street Soccer Fields, the Rec Center, and LeClaire Park. We really appreciate donations. You can bring them into the library or put them in the little boxes. So now I will say that's it for today.
Excellent. Well, I as a kid, I had that Runny Babbitt book.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a big Shel Silverstein household,
very
including the old school Shel Silverstein that is that you don't see very much today, where he's encouraging you to cut the hole out of the book and all that stuff.
Right.
That's pretty crazy stuff.
And I will end with my saying each time, remember, be kind to each other.
Right. Well, okay. Lois Hendricks from Coffeyville Public Library, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And we'll have you moved up a little earlier in the month. We'll have you on the 6th here.
That's right.
Next time. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
See you next time.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.